Tomorrow is the big day, the I Spy Wish driving scavenger hunt with a goal of $24,000 to make four wishes come true with Make-A-Wish. And we need your help to do it, so sign your team up right now at ispywish.com. And here to fill in a lot of the details for those who have heard about it but really aren't sure what's going on is Janet, my neighbor, who is a big part of Make-A-Wish here in Central Illinois. Janet, how are you?
Hey, neighbor. I'm good. Good.
So with your experience with Make-A-Wish, from your side of things, talk about your experience and what it's like to be someone who helps facilitate wishes coming true.
Yeah, well, thank you. Make-A-Wish is such a powerful organization, a really unique organization in that we're working and granting wishes to children with life-threatening medical conditions. But it's not just about an opportunity for a child to have a trip or to receive a gift, but there's a lasting impact in that, and it's powerful. It's life-changing, and that's our goal. We work with our volunteers and the great volunteers in this community to grant those wishes. And it really, when you talk to kids, I know you interviewed Joey, who had a wish a number of years ago, and he's a young adult now, and you can really hear that lasting impact for them. And doctors and parents will tell us that oftentimes their social, emotional health, or even their physical health will improve because of that opportunity to have choice and have a power of people coming to care for them in the community.
Yeah, and I think that that also goes with their parents too, that they have that opportunity when the wish is granted. They see their kid having so much fun and not kind of confined to a life that they have to kind of be hidden from sometimes because of their conditions. And it's just, it's really powerful. And someone said to me the other day that I never really thought about with something like this, especially is, you know, we talk about making an impact in the life of a child and a family, but after it's over, or in your, where you are in your position with Make-A-Wish, you don't really realize how big of an impact they have on your life, too.
They do. I say sometimes that it's hard to have a bad day because you'll meet these families who are going through a crisis. You know, as a parent myself, and you're a parent, you know, when your kiddo's not feeling well, it's all hands on deck. And you think about it all the time and you worry about it. So for families going through long-term life-threatening illness, for them, it's so amazing to meet them in their lives.
And to see the smiles, too, at the event. Like Riley, who always has a huge smile and jokes to follow along with it, too. And it's really special. And so for tomorrow, kind of give a detailed plan of how this works. So people who are on the fence or maybe not too familiar with it, how that works.
Well, first of all, if you're looking for something fun to do, just aside from for a great cause, our volunteers, and this is an all volunteer driven event, so great. I Spy a Wish Team Adventure is a driving scavenger hunt. The prizes are really amazing that our group has put together too, so it's full of fun and prizes. You can get your team together still. Event registration starts at noon on Saturday at Uftring Auto Mall in East Peoria, and then at 2 o'clock or a quarter of two, everybody gets released to go and find these secret clue stops where you'll have wish kiddos like Riley that you mentioned waiting at the clue stop to give you your next clue. There'll be a fun activity. Sometimes there'll be delicious food depending on where these secret stops are. And then you come back. Every clue that you get a chance to win one of the prizes. And we have even an opportunity to win a Pandora bracelet from Bremer Jewelry, which is fantastic. There have been in the past years electronics, iPads. I almost said iPod. I'm like, nobody wants an iPod. No, that's old school.
It's given away with a flip phone, too.
And a flip phone and a rotary dial phone.
No, but I saw there's Chief Suite tickets along with a $500 gift card, hotel stays. I mean, these are some really fantastic prizes. But
great prizes for not very much registration.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you get a group of people from your office together, it's a great team building exercise because you have to work together. If your family and maybe parents are always working and kids are always on their phones, this gives everyone a chance to be together to solve these clues towards a goal. And
all ages.
Yes, it's awesome. Yeah. And we're looking forward to being there tomorrow with Eugene Daniels from WMBD 31. Him and I will be co-hosting. And if you could say one thing to someone who's kind of on the fence about this to get involved and to be a part of this, what would that be?
Well, right now, sign up for I Spy a Wish. Come out, register, and it's $75 for your whole carload, and that's not very much given the prizes that you are. There's so many prizes. Your likelihood of getting a prize is high. And also come out and you'll meet these Wish kids and you'll start to really understand what Make-A-Wish does in the community with the community support and be a part of that.
And if we can raise $24,000, four wishes will be granted here in Central Illinois.
That's right. We're working on reaching about 1,000 kids in Illinois every year. We know that's the number of kids newly diagnosed with a life-threatening condition. And right now we're granting about 720 wishes a year. So we've got room to grow, and events like this make a difference. So come out. It's so much fun. And there's a party afterwards with Ryan and Eugene leading the party. A little spontaneous rap music may occur as it did last year.
I'll beatbox for him so he can do all the flowing, because I've heard he's got some rhymes.
You heard it here first.
So go to iSpyWish.com, register your team right now, or stop out to the Uftring Auto Mall in East Peoria and register your team at noon and join us for the iSpyWish Driving Scavenger Hunt. Janet, thank you so much for allowing
thank
me
you.
To be involved and for all that you do for these families.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.